Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Good morning. I'm Isaiah, your host for Tradio, and we also have Chris with us.
Yes, good morning.
So, again, we're taking calls for buy-sell trade at 907-772-3808. But before we get into those, I have some PSAs that people have called in. As people might have heard, the Petersburg Art Council is having Diet and the Love Soldiers, musicians from the Yukon, playing country, folk roots, and traditional music. That's on Tuesday, September 16th at 7 p.m. at the Wright Auditorium. And tickets are online, or at least clothing. But if someone from the Arts Council could call in and let people know how much those tickets are and where exactly they could find it online, that would be great to know, because we've missed that somehow. And another PSA, someone called in asking for a post-surgical women's large boot, as, you know, the sort of thing that you might have if you had broken your toe. So again, a post-surgical women's large open toe boot for a broken toe. And you can call 907-650-7630. That's Rachel, if you have more information on that. So, yes. Anyway.
Foggy day out there.
Foggy day, yeah.
it's that beautiful time of year.
when I lived in Scotland, they would call it the Har. H-A-A-R. And they'd be like, oh, the Har is rolling in. And it was this sort of dense fog.
Uh-huh. So,
fun word. It's
It is. That's a nice word. I'll remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I saw that the Manhattan Shorts is coming up in
yes,
a couple weeks.
Yes.
And I haven't been to it personally, but I have heard that there's only two places in Alaska
yes,
that show this, and it's a global film show.
It is a global one, and it happened so many years ago. I'm kind of fuzzy on how we kind of got to have these wonderful films. But the library was trying to get into showing some films that were not just the commercial ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a group in Alaska, actually, that had films that we were getting for a while. And I'm not sure exactly what happened, if it was monetary or what, but that sort of faded. And we were looking for a substitute for that. And somehow we came across Manhattan Shorts.
Mm.
And so it started way back before we had the new library. We were in the old council chambers in the municipal building,
mm-hmm,
and before it was all nicely remodeled. And so it was a very small event at first. And people, once they started coming and realizing the quality of films and the diversity of films, it really became very popular.
Yeah.
And so when the new library came around, we could actually accommodate more people, but we could only get 60 in that community room.
Right.
And we were getting to overflow.
Uh-huh.
And so in the last few years, we've been doing it actually at the Wright Auditorium.
Uh-huh.
So we've got a much nicer screen and sound and all this other stuff for the videos. But they range from very serious to hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to vote, and that's the other cool thing about
everyone loves to be a judge. It's
yes,
true.
Yes, everyone loves to be a judge. So you get to vote at the end for your favorite film, your favorite actor.
Cool.
And then that information is collected, and it goes to a central source, and they collate all that information, and then the next after the film festival, they announce who the people's winners were.
Mm-hmm.
And we always like to see how we fare compared to everybody else.
Yeah. No, it's exciting. And a short film format, I think, is so fantastic. People get creative. It gets weird.
Yes.
It gets, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and it's so accessible because uh-huh. you don't need to necessarily have a big, you know, blockbuster studio behind you
right,
to do it.
Right, exactly. I mean, and the like I said, the quality and the material have always been just really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so sad I won't be in town, so I have
what?
To look. Yes, I know. I have to look around at the places that we will be to see if there's a venue.
Yeah?
Yeah, we did chase it a couple years ago, and it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to be there. Oh. No, we miss it by one day.
No. Okay. Well, I hope you get to see it.
Yes, me too.
But if not, we'll give you your report out.
Okay.
Yeah, and if people are interested, that's Friday and Saturday, September 26th and 27th from 7 to 10. And I believe there's popcorn.
Oh, yes. That's the other thing that we didn't always have at the other venues.
A movie without popcorn.
I know.
How is that possible?
Not in my world.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we may have a caller.
Oh, we may have a caller. Exciting.
We'll find out in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, and we do have a caller. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Good morning, it's Doug.
Hi, Doug.
So, bingo hat. Bingo open to the public tonight? Or is bingo tonight open to the public? Doors open at 6. We hopefully start at 7. And tonight, the main part of snack for tonight is beef stew.
Oh.
Wow. Step up for monkey bread.
I've got my sales. So that's the bingo stuff. No coffee yet. All right. Now I'm still trying to sell the better of the stuff for my storage unit. Most days, like not just Saturday, but you know, most days, from 10 until 2 at the old Salvation Army building until the end of the month.
Right. And what, you know, might you have in there some highlights that get people interested?
Largely things aimed mostly electronic items of one sort or another. Got a couple. There's some digital cameras there were some digital cameras that made it into the mix. Laser printers, scanners, some various AV components, several Wii setups.
Whoa.
I don't have a whole lot of games that I don't have. I don't know for sure that I have a whole lot of games for them that are playable, but at least several Wii setups. Anyway, lots of stuff to browse through, and I'm down there most days from 10 until 2, or even outside those hours. My number is 518-0045.
0045. Got it.
Wow, interesting. Sounds like it could be a gold mine.
Uh-huh.
For the right person, yes. But and I've got a tub, and I don't know if there's anybody in town scrapping copper, but I've got one tub of just scrap of cables ready for that could contain quite a bit of scavenge for somebody.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. One man's trash is another's treasure.
Oh, yeah. And that's what's so nice about this town is, you know, if you don't want something, you can put it out and somebody will take it.
Yeah, you know, one thing I've noticed is Southeast Alaskans, people in Petersburg, very resourceful. And, you know, things aren't new always, and you just have to learn how to fix it yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, that's a really good skill, and I wish I had more of that too. But I can learn a lot, I think.
Yeah, there are so many things that we can't get that you have to kind of not only forage for food, but forage for materials.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great trait. And again, I'll put this out there one more time. The Diet and the Love Soldiers, where did I put that note? Diet and the Love Soldiers are coming to perform on Tuesday, September 16th at 7 p.m. on the Wright Auditorium. And they're really great. They're from the Yukon, again, folk roots and traditional music. And tickets are online or at Lee's Clothing. But if anyone from the Arts Council would like to call in and let us know how much those tickets are and where they can be found online, that would be very welcome. It'd be nice to have a bit of a promo. Yeah,
I know. We could look it up, but a voice makes a difference.
It does make a difference.
Hey, people.
Anyway.
So it's one of those slow days.
I know.
Everybody's lost in the fog.
Probably ships in the night.
Lost in the har.
Yeah, I was here last Friday for Tradio, and it was popping.
Yeah.
I guess, you know.
Well, it depends on, I mean, last weekend there was lots of stuff going on. The Rainforest Festival, I think, was a... We thought it was a big success, and I hope everybody who participated thought that it worked out really well. We were so happy to have Vivian Mork in town.
She was fantastic.
Yes.
Knew so much. And it was very organic the way that she taught.
Yes.
It was not like a lecture. It was not like this was a plan of what I'm going to say. It was... You're walking along the trail, and then there's this berry that leads into this story, that leads to this anecdote.
Yes.
And that was kind of beautiful as a learning.
Yes, I mean, and she she warned us. We were kind of saying, well, would you like to be our keynote speaker? And she goes, that's not the way I teach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not the way I teach. It's a hands-on, as you're going along, you know, for her propagating class or her salve class, she did not have recipes per se that she handed out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to say, okay, well, this is the amount that I would would put in, but she didn't measure most of it,
right.
You know, perfectly all the time, because she didn't want people to be afraid to try these things. And so it was, it was a very, very fresh approach.
Yeah, and instead of perhaps exact directions and exact measurements, it was more operating on another level.
Like
feelings and wants and exploration, which I think is something that we could all learn from.
Yes, yeah. We're hoping we will be able to get her back in spring, because that's when a major foraging time is.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and
if anybody is, interested in helping us out with that, as far as, cooperating with another entity, we would be very happy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I think about that sometimes, is the different seasonal ways that you interact with foraging. I mean, we have one name for, I don't know, I'll pick something random. Like, we have one name for skunk cabbage.
Yes.
It's like, this is skunk cabbage year-round.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it changes so much season to season that in the springtime, it might actually be, should be called something else, because it might as well be not a different plant, but it has a different relationship. And
yes.
Maybe it's edible in the spring or right when it comes and shoots up. Don't take me as the word on whether skunk cabbage is edible, but you see what I'm saying.
Well, actually, not usually for us, because it has oxalic acid in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be very sad if you got that into your mouth.
I would be sad. It doesn't sound fun.
Yes, anyway, but that is a good point, because she did mention that actually skunk cabbage is usually one of the first things that comes up in spring, and that means it's really spring.
Yeah.
The roots actually because they are starting to try to grow the plant, around skunk cabbage, you will see that if there's snow, the snow will melt around them first.
What?
Yes. And then I think it's the deer that come first to eat, and then it's the bears, and then, that goes from there.
Wow.
But anyway, she has many, many stories about many, many things, and it's,
And you are incredible. A font of knowledge, too.
Well, only because I attended some of her classes.
Yes, and so all the more reason to do it next year, maybe, if we have her back at some point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very lucky, though, because she did find some things that she did not expect to find at this time of year. And so we actually ate some wild celery leaves.
Oh, right.
That she had, chips, you were there. Did you have some of them?
I did. It was, forgive my lack of taste describing, but it tasted like parsley. I thought so.
For me, it was kind of nutty. But. And that's something, normally you would not eat. And so I'm not saying go out there right now and try this stuff. It, depending on how you prepare it, depending on how you harvest it, and at what time you harvest it, and whether the sun is out or not, it can be a very different animal. And so, again, just some of this local knowledge of the plants and how they can be used and when they can be used is very interesting and important.
Yeah, and you don't know the plant if you don't know it every month of the year.
Yes, kind
of
exactly.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. I thought that was interesting. So, anyway, it was great. It was really inspiring in any sense. But we've been praising the joys of that.
Yeah.
Well, it seems pretty quiet
on
the radio.
Wants to talk with us today.
I know. Come on. Anyway, again, we're 907-772-3808.
Okay. So I am going to do a rundown, and if nobody calls, I think that's it, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. Did you want to do yours again, or I'll just do... Okay.
I can do the one that I have here.
Okay.
Someone called in needing a post-surgical women's large boot, as in if you had broken your foot or broken your toe. You can call Rachel at 907-650-7630.
And Doug called. He was reminding people that there is bingo tonight at the Sons of Norway. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. You need to be 19 years old or older to play. And tonight, it sounds like the main snack is beef stew. He also wanted to let people know that they are still trying to clean out an area, a storage area. And so most days at the old Salvation Army building between 10 and 2, you can stop by and browse a bunch of electronic stuff, including digital cameras, laser printers, scanners, and Wii setups. And if you can't get there during those times, Doug might be able to help you out after hours if you call him at 907-518-0045.
Okay. Pretty good round out, I think. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, to tuning into this week's Tradio. We'll have another one next week, Wednesday. And again, that's 907-772-3808. And thank you, Chris, for coming to host.
Yes.
I believe you're away next week.
Yeah, I'm going to be out of town for a couple weeks. So,
okay, so we'll have to have a new voice.
Another voice.
Yeah, we'll see if they measure up. Okay, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. This has been Tradio. We'll have the Jet Report in about 9 minutes here or so. And then the rest of Rising Tide with myself, your host. Hope you'll enjoy that.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. and from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.